expressed in the following.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south-of-the-border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital and the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show, as well as our other platforms that include our local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and then, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone, of course, covered with your apps that you can get at your app store. And, of course, the KSHP app will get you listening through the radio station, the YouTube app, of course, on the YouTube position as well. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the show. You see it behind me, right there. 14 days and counting until the Kentucky Derby. 14 days, you know what that means. 2 weeks. Just 2 weeks to the Kentucky Derby. 1 week from the day they draw for the Kentucky Derby. And we continue to have late Kentucky Derby developments almost each and every day. The latest Kentucky Derby development is that Baeza has made his way to Churchill Downs, and Baeza will wait to see if there's any more defections. The latest defections have built now going into the Kentucky Derby, if his connections want it. So if we look at it this way, with Built sitting there at number 20 now, off of the defections from yesterday, if he does not want to get in, if his trainer, Wayne Catalano, decided he wants to go in another race, preferably probably the Pat Day, they haven't made a definite decision on Built, but he's sitting there at 20. If Built decides to pass and go to the Pat Day, then Neo Equus will be the next horse up and in. And then you have Render Judgment will be the first one up, and Baeza will be the second one up. It is important to note that Baeza is training as if he's going to be in the Kentucky Derby, so they need two more defections from the field now with Built in there, and Baeza will get in. The reason why I'm talking so much about Baeza is real simple. He finished second in the Santa Anita Derby, and as you know, Santa Anita Derby originally was a 100-point Kentucky Derby leaderboard race. And, of course, the second and third place finishes were bigger points as well. I think the second place finish was at 50 points. So at 50 points, if it was left at the 100-point level, at 50 points with Baeza finishing second, he would have already been in the field. But because they have a requirement that at least six horses or more have to go in a 100-point race, and you remember there were only five horses in the Santa Anita Derby, that they cut down the points, the eligible points, for that race. And so if there were just one or two more horses in the Santa Anita Derby and the outcome was the same, where Baeza finished in second, we wouldn't have this conversation right now. He'd be in the Kentucky Derby field. That is number one, one of the elements here that's going on, the developments that are going on. The second one is Flavian Pratt. Flavian Pratt has committed to ride Baeza in the Kentucky Derby if he gets in. So now Flavian Pratt, one of the top jockeys in the nation, many believe the top jockey in the nation, right now sits today without a mount in the Kentucky Derby. All right? And so he's waiting to see if Baeza will get in the Derby. This is the way the Derby looks with the jockey assignments right now. Journalism will have Umberto Rispoli. Sovereignty gets Junior Alvarado back. Rodriguez gets Mike Smith. Tappan Street will have Luis Saez aboard for Brad Cox. Luxor Cafe, this is one of the horses that qualified overseas in Japan. Joa Maria is the rider there. I'm sure I screwed up that name. Anyhow, Sandman gets Jose Ortiz. Burnham Square will have Brian Hernandez. Cole Battle will be ridden by Juan Vargas. Grande will be now John Velasquez riding Grande. Citizen Bull, Martin Garcia. East Avenue now gets Manny Franco. Manny Franco aboard East Avenue. Tiztastic has Joel Rosario. Admire Daytona, another Japanese horse that got in, will be ridden by Christophe Lemire. American Promise has Nick Juarez. Chunk of Gold with Jareth Loveberry. Final Gambit, Luan Machado. Publisher, this is the horse, remember, that Flavian Pratt rode twice in Arkansas, but gave up the mount when he couldn't get the commitment in time. So Steve Asmussen went and got Ired Ortiz Jr. to ride Publisher. Flying Mohawk will have Jose Ramos. And Owen Almighty gets Javier Castellano. Those are the jockey assignments right now. We're still waiting to see if Built is going to accept his 20th position in the Kentucky Derby or go to the secondary race. And then we need a couple of more defections before Baeza can get in. But the big, big, big development right now is the fact that Baeza would have been in the race already had the Santa Anita Derby kept its 100-point level for qualifying points for the Kentucky Derby. And if Baeza doesn't get in and Flavian Pratt doesn't have a mount in the Derby, they better reevaluate the regulations for the points. That's for sure, you would think. Let's hope that happens. And, of course, Bilt gets in the race because Madigat Road was the latest defection yesterday. Bob Baffert's going in the Pat Day with Madigat Road. All right? Those are the developments for the Kentucky Derby. Now, today we have two prep races for the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. The 150th Preakness Stakes will be run 2 weeks from Derby Day, and that'll be on the 17th day of May. The Federico Tessio at Laurel is an winner gets an automatic berth into the Preakness Stakes. The Bathhouse Row at Oaklawn today, the Bathhouse Row Stakes, gets an automatic berth into the Preakness Stakes. So looking ahead to that, we're taking a look at those races as well for today. So those right now are the developments for the Kentucky Derby as we speak today. As far as reminding you about all of the great stuff that's going to be happening here at the South Point, we begin with Wednesday, April 30th, the last day of April 30th, and that'll be 1 week from this coming Wednesday. 1 week from this coming Wednesday, April the 30th, at 3 p.m. Pacific time, we'll be doing our Kentucky Derby special. The Kentucky Derby special will also include, of course, our handicappers' thoughts on the Kentucky Oaks that will be run on that Friday. Now, the Kentucky Derby special at 3 p.m. Pacific time will only be seen on this South Point streaming network at YouTube. We won't be broadcasting it anywhere else. It will be just on the South Point streaming network. Of course, we'll have our on-house handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo, along with some of our other handicaps here, like we had last year. That includes our sportsbook director, Chris Andrews, and, of course, our sports odds maker, Vinny Mugliello, among other guest handicappers. That's on Wednesday. We're also formulating a little bit of a surprise for you on the Wednesday show with maybe some giveaways for the Wednesday show if you watch it. So make sure that you got that down Wednesday, the 30th of April at 3 p.m. on this South Point streaming network at YouTube only. Then, of course, on Friday, May 2nd, right after the Kentucky Oaks Day of Racing is completed and the last race goes at in Southern California at Santa Anita, we'll be taking live on stage at the Grandview Lounge the annual Kentucky Derby Seminar. That seminar will feature our in-house handicapper, John Lendo, and, of course, Jonathan Hardoon will be with us as well. We'll be going over the Kentucky Derby horse by horse and then other key races on Derby Day, taking a look back at what happened that very day in the Kentucky Oaks, etc., and a question and answer session as well in a nice atmosphere of the lounge there. The Grandview Lounge is a lounge that they have performances. It's a lounge for entertainment, so you'll be comfortable there watching and listening to the seminar, and, of course, that is adjacent to the race book here at the South Point. That is on Friday night, the 2nd of May, right after the races are over in Southern California, about 6 o'clock. We'll get started at 6 o'clock in the Grandview Lounge. And finally, after all of that work is done, after all of these predictions, after all that's said and done about the Derby, the over-analyzing of the Kentucky Derby, on Saturday, May 3rd, game on. It's time for the Kentucky Derby, and the big Kentucky Derby party here at the South Point will be in the Exhibit Hall. Doors will open at 9 a.m. The Exhibit Hall is as big as the Grand Ballroom. Have big theater-like giant screens to watch the races and watch, of course, the Kentucky Derby. Other TV sets will have the other races going on that day. We'll have plenty of betting windows. We'll have a betting kiosk. Food and beverage galore with the food and beverage discount Kentucky Derby prices, and a hat contest, too. So bring out your best lid because there's a hat contest that will be conducted, and, of course, that will have cash prizes as well, all of which I just told you is free, including parking your car in this parking lot. It's all free to you, and we invite you, I and the handicappers invite you to join us here for the Kentucky Derby and all of the festivities around the Kentucky Derby this year. And come on out and join us and say hi to us. We'd love to chat with a lot of our viewers and listeners. So that's what's going on. And, of course, that'll happen concluding it 2 weeks from today for the Kentucky Derby and Derby Day. All right? So those are the latest developments. I do want to pass along this one thing that I got the news yesterday, and it's a sad piece of news for us. Southern California handicapper Gordon Jones has passed away at the age of 95. They said that he just passed away from normal, regular causes. There was no disease or anything. But Gordon was one of the most pivotal and influential people as far as handicapping in Southern California for years. And he started the Pick Six clubs back when the Pick Six first started out at Hollywood Park years ago. Gordon, of course, was a handicapper and a journalist for the Herald Examiner, one of the best regular newspapers for horse racing anywhere in the country, back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. I not only worked personally with Gordon, but I had we had a lot of good times together in the press boxes in Southern California. And Gordon, of course, really turned handicapping around for the regular individual like you and me. And he did a great job there. Gordon Jones will be sorely missed. But what a life he had, and he had a life that he enjoyed so much, being what he did at the races. So, Gordon, I know that you're taking your spot in the big press box at the big racetrack in the sky right now. So, Gordon Jones passing away at 95. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be back with the racing menu and our handicappers right after this.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday. Taking a look at what happened yesterday. It was opening day for the Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. And all I can tell you was most of the races were predictable by the prices they paid. Highest priced winner of the day came in the third race at $23.80. Jeff Mullins and Juan Hernandez got together. Hernandez's first win for Mullins came in the second race at $9.60. Hernandez came back for Bob Baffert in a fourth race with Toughness, who won easily and paid $2.60 there. And then Juan Hernandez won his third race of the day in the sixth race, Seismic Beauty, for Bob Baffert. So Hernandez and Baffert scored a couple of races together yesterday. That was an easy win by this horse, a nice win by Seismic Beauty, paid $4.20. And then Juan Hernandez capped up four wins on the opening of the Hollywood meeting at Santa Anita, with the ninth race winner, Flyover, for John Sadler, paying $5.40. Pick Six at Santa Anita yesterday paid $3,574.80. Pretty formful outside just a couple of races there at Santa Anita yesterday. Keeneland Racecourse, they continue to race at Keeneland. Luis Saez had his first win of the day in the first race for Dallas Stewart, paying $17.86. And Gerardo Corrales got his first win of the day in the second race for Wesley Ward. Wesley Ward's first winner yesterday, paying $4.88. Jose Ortiz came back for Joe Sharp in the fourth race at $16.14. The fifth race winner gave Saez his second win of the day. So Saez won for Mike Maker in the fifth, paying $45.24. Luis Saez and Mike Maker paying $45 in the fifth race. Sixth race, Up the Creek, Mr. Basija aboard for that one. Matt Chiar, the trainer, 720. And that was Jonathan Hardoon's pick. That's John Lendo's pick on our show. John Lendo had Up the Creek, who won that race. It was decimated to just a four-horse field, but Up the Creek won from 15 to 1 on the morning line with all of the scratches down there. He paid $7.20. So thanks a lot to John Lendo for that winner, Up the Creek in the sixth. Seventh race had Gerardo Corrales win his second race of the day, replacing David Cohen on the winner passage east at $9.44. Wesley Ward got his second win of the day in the eighth race with Luan Machado at $8.36. And Luis Saez got his third win of the day in the 10th and final for Brendan Walsh, paying $11.98. Brendan Walsh, however, had back-to-back wins because he won the featured Double Dog Dare Stakes with Jin Jin, who went wire-to-wire, Jin Jin on the pace all the way with Jose Ortiz aboard for Calumet Farm, and paid $79.76 as the longest shot on the board. He was battling on the lead with Just FYI, and Just FYI stopped like he got shot from something, but he did stop quickly in the race, leaving the pace all alone in Jin Jin, and then Jin Jin held off the closers to win in an upset. Tarifa finished second, and Candide finished third in that featured race, the Double Dog Dare. Pick five, the last pick five, with prices of $7.20, $9.44, $8.36, the $79.76, and $11.98, produced a final pick five for 50 cents that paid $31,756.05. Pick six, a keenly nested day, $82,328.91. That at Keeneland yesterday. At the Big A Aqueduct, Jose Lascano and Linda Rice scored right away in the first race with a $3.40 winner. Lascano came back to complete the early double with his second race and second race winner, $20.40 for Horacio De Paz. Dylan Davis had a big day yesterday. His first winner of four on the day came in the third race at $8.40. That $8.40 mutual in the third race at Aqueduct was the highest payoff of the day at the Big A yesterday. Davis got his second winner in the fifth race, $3.30 for Chat Brown. Came back in the sixth race for Mike Maker, paying $3.10. And then in the seventh race, his fourth winner of the day for Todd Pletcher, paid $4.30. And in the last race, Katie Davis outrun her brother Dylan Davis. He couldn't get five because his sister beat him and paid $6.70 in the last race of the day for H. James Bond. Pick six yesterday at Aqueduct, a whole $153.25. Big chalk day yesterday at Aqueduct. Finally, Oaklawn Park, Steve Asmussen and his son Eric got together to win the first race at $31.60. Greg Compton, the trainer, had a couple of winners. He won the second race at $6.80 with De La Cruz aboard. Came back in the sixth race with Arietta aboard, paying $5.60. Those pick fives continue to pay big at Oaklawn. The early pick five with prices of $31.60, $6.80, $23.60, $10.20, and $13.20 paid $18,554.60. And the late pick five, with prices of $5.60, $8.40, $19.40, $16.80, and $33, paid $13,711.90. By the way, Ramon Vasquez was the rider of the $19 and $16 winners there, back-to-back in the eighth and ninth races at Oaklawn. Just continue with big prices, big payoffs as pick fives there. All right, time to get started with our menu. Here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. First post times are Pacific. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Laurel Park. First post time is 9:10. 12 races today, 5 stakes races. The Dahlia Stakes will be the 7th. The King T. Letterberry will be the 8th. The Weber City Miss will be the 9th. The Henry S. Clark will be the 10th. And the Federico Tessio with Preakness Birth on the line will be the 11th race there. 10 go to the post in that race before scratches. Pay Billy is the 5-2 favorite. 12 races at Laurel and a first post time of 9:10. Laurel Park, 9:10, first post. Next comes Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a pick six jackpot carryover of $2,880. First post time for 9 races at Tampa Bay is set at 9:25. Gulfstream Park has 11 races today. Pick six jackpot carryover, $19,723. First post time is at 9:50. Keeneland Racecourse, 11 races, a couple of nice stakes races today. Watch the weather there. They may come off the turf. Look like bad weather going through there. But nevertheless, the ninth race, the Elkhorn, is scheduled for a mile and a half on the turf with 13 in that race. And then the Ben Ali, the 10th race on the card, at a mile and 3/16 on the main track. This grade three has 7 in it. And the favorite at 5-2 is Duke of Love. 11 races at Keeneland today. Keeneland has a pick six carryover of $82,329. So that price that I gave you for the pick six at Keeneland was the carryover of $82,328 there. That was not the payoff. That was the carryover for today at Keeneland, $82,329. It's a regular pick six. Keeneland's first post time is set at 10 a.m. for their 11 races. Aqueduct, the Big A, has 9 races on the card. The Bay Shore at 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds is the 8th race on the card. A short field of 5. Moplex is the 9-5 favorite in that one. Aqueduct's first post time is set at 10:10 at Aqueduct. Oaklawn Park has a dozen races today and a couple of goodies in their stakes races. That $200,000 Bathhouse Row with a Preakness berth on the line is the 6th race on the card for 3-year-olds. 4-5 favorite there is Instant Replay with Flavian Pratt. Pratt is at Oaklawn today. The Vapors Stakes, Valley of the Vapors Stakes, is the 10th on the card. And that favorite in that race is Quantum Burst at 2-1 with Flavian Pratt. And then the $1,250,000 Grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap is the 11th race. Mile and 1/8 for 4-year-olds and up. A field of 8. And in this race, the favorite is First Mission. 2-1 on the morning line, and you guessed it, Flavian Pratt aboard there. First post time at Oaklawn Park set at 10:20 at Oaklawn Park today. Turf Paradise is next. 10 races, 2 quarter horse races, 8 thoroughbred races. Turf Paradise has a pick six jackpot carryover, $16,053. First post time, 12:55. Santa Anita, day 2 of the Hollywood meet. 1 o'clock first post time, 1 o'clock first post time at Santa Anita today. Santa Anita's feature race is the Santa Maria. It's the 7th race on the card at a mile and 16th for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. A 6-pack go in that race. Favoritism will be between Rich at 6-5 on the morning line and Splendora at 3-2 on the morning line. First post time at Santa Anita today is 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown has 9 races. The feature race is the $75,000 Confucius Say Stakes. It's the 8th race on the card. Charlestown's pick six jackpot carryover, $3,676. 9 races, first post time, 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up at Los Alamitos. 12 races today at Los Al, 1 thoroughbred, 1 thoroughbred quarter horse mixed breed race. And then you have 10 quarter horse races, 8 of those of which is a trials for 2-year-olds. First post time at Los Alamitos tonight for their dozen races set at 6:05. Now it's time to get right to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, it's busy this morning, but it's always good. It's a good busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, it makes the day go quicker, and certainly a lot of good races today. Before we begin, condolences to Gordon Jones' family. He was certainly a pioneer.
No
as
doubt
far as
it.
Handicapping goes in this game.
He was the first one ever, I think, to have speed figures, right?
The group pick sixes and those seminars and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a good guy. That's for sure. And did a lot for racing. He loved horse racing. And in that respect, we kind of love horse racing too. Jonathan, I'll tell you what, you did not pick a winner yesterday, but boy, you're giving out live horses. You had 2 second place finishes yesterday that could have very well easily won, but they were right there. And we're going to break that schneid today. Before we get to your picks, though, I want to take a look at the 2 races that have a Preakness, possibilities as far as implications for sure. There are 2 races that have Preakness berths. One of them, of course, is at Laurel Park. It is the Federico Tessio, the 11th race on the card at a mile and one-eighth. We got a field of 10 there. I'll check and see if any late scratches are in that race, but how do you see that race?
Well, I like the race, Ralph. I really do, and I like the number 7 horse, Sacred Thunder. This is a 3-year-old colt from the Gary Capuano barn, and this train is hitting at 23%. I like the rider switch to Paco Lopez, but what I like most is that this is the home field advantage horse. This horse runs at Laurel. For the most part, his last 7 races, I believe, were all at Laurel. He's getting better with each and every start. I love the 5-1 on the morning line. I like number 7, Sacred Thunder, to win this year's Federico Tessio Stakes.
All right. And there are no late scratches to report at this time. The Federico Tessio has 10 in it, the 7, Sacred Thunder. Paco Lopez aboard. You like the 7. And a nice 5-1 on the morning line. And it is a competitive race, so it looks like we'll hold that price there. Now we take a look at the other race that has the Preakness berth in it, and that is the race that will be the Bathhouse Row Stakes, a mile and one-eighth for 3-year-olds at Oaklawn. It's the 6th race on the card. They had 7 go in that race. And in that race, the big favorite at 4-5 is Instant Replay with Flavian Pratt, who's at Oaklawn and is sitting on the favorite in all 3 of the stakes races today. This is one of them.
Well, he's riding for Cox, so no surprise. But the Baffert horse in there, number 4, Tis Secure, a 3-year-old colt, ships in. Edwin Maldonado's coming in to ride, 9-2 on the morning line. At 9-2 or anywhere near that price, I would bet the 4, Tis Secure.
All right, Tis Secure. Maldonado taking the trip to Oaklawn for Bob Baffert, the 4 horse in the 6th race, the Bathhouse Row. And then, of course, we have to talk about the race with the biggest purse of the day, the $1,250,000 Oaklawn Handicap, mile and one-eighth. It's the 11th race of the 12 on the card. You have 8 go to the post in this one. No late scratches yet coming out of Oaklawn. But the favorite, of course, at 2-1 is First Mission, Flavian Pratt, and of course, he's riding for your man.
Yeah, but I like Skippy Longstocking in there, Ralph. This horse is just unbelievable. He fires every time. Safi Joseph, 6-11 at Oaklawn, so when he ships in, they all seem to run. Irod Ortiz comes in for the ride. I like number 4, Skippy Longstocking, to upset in that race.
Well, Skippy Longstocking, if I'm not mistaken, is defending his title. I think he won this race last year. And I don't think it's an upset. I really do think that he might very well be the favorite. He's just a hickory-type horse, as they say. He just shows up every time, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's the point. He just never throws in a bad race, really. I mean, you know, and I think he's going to be tough in there.
All right, and now we can get to your official picks for the day. I know you got 4 sheets. You got Santa Anita, Aqueduct, Keeneland, and Oaklawn Park today. So where are we going first?
Okay, so let's go to Aqueduct, please, and we're going to look at the 6th race today, and this is 7 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 8 horse in here, Grammy Girl. This is a 4-year-old filly who had a tough trip last time out when breaking from the rail. Now she's drawn outside, actually breaking from post 10. There's an entry in there. 9-2 on the morning line, Louis Rivera aboard for Horatio De Paz. I like number 8, Grammy Girl, to win today's 6th race out at Aqueduct.
All right, there are no late scratches in that race. The one horse, Mirasol, will get a jockey change. Pennington's not going to be riding him today in that 6th race, but your horse is number 8, Grammy Girl. 9-2 on the morning line with Luis Rivera Jr., the 8 in the 6th race at the Big A. Let's go to Keeneland next.
Let's look at race number 9. This is the Elkhorn Stakes, Ralph, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Grand Sonata, a 6-year-old from the Todd Pletcher barn. Junior Alvarado takes over today. This horse ran very, very well in his last couple of starts for trainer Todd Pletcher. He's won at the distance. It's a mile and a half, 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 2, Grand Sonata, to win today's 9th race out at Keeneland.
Let me ask you this, because I was watching the Weather Channel earlier today, and it looked like there was going to be some storms going through, especially through Arkansas. I know Hot Springs is, so we're worried about the conditions there. Of course, Oaklawn doesn't have a turf course, so they'll be running on the main track anyhow. But the Elkhorn is a mile and a half on the turf. Don't know if the front that's going through will hit there or not. But if it does and they take this stakes race off the turf, and that'll be the last vestige, they'll take other races off the turf before stakes races. But if it comes off, same deal?
Well, if it comes off, he's probably going to scratch. He's got 27 lifetime starts, 25 of them on the grass. So right. I would assume that he's probably going to come out. And okay. if he comes out, I'm going to give you an alternate there in the Ben Alley, the 10th race. You squeezed another one out of me today, Ralph.
All right.
And number three, Tennessee Lamb, the four-year-old colt from the George Arnold barn. Jose Ortiz takes over today. This horse is 8-1 on the morning line, and this horse loves an off track if the rains come. And even if it doesn't come, I still like number three, Tennessee Lamb.
All right, so either way, on that main track, the Ben Ollie, the 10th race on the card, do neck number three, Tennessee Lamb, number three, Tennessee Lamb. Hey, come on, it's a holiday. You can give us an extra horse here and there. All right, let's get
this. Well, tomorrow, you know, there's only two tracks going tomorrow. Gulfstream, there's no Aqueduct, there's no Keeneland.
Yeah.
I don't even think there's Oakland. So you just have Santa Anita and Gulfstream. So we gave them an extra play tomorrow. Since we're going to shortchange them tomorrow.
Well, there are three racetracks going tomorrow, but you're right. The major tracks, those are the only ones that are really going for the major tracks and because of the Easter holiday. So, well, thanks a lot for giving us an extra one today. Let's get to Santa Anita.
Ninth race today, a mile on the main track. I love the number three horse in here, Mr. Disrespectful. This is a five-year-old gelding from the Martin Valenzuela barn. This horse is just getting better with each and every start. Uh-huh. Hector Barrios aboard to ride 7-2 on the morning line. I like number three, Mr. Disrespectful, to win today's ninth race out at Santa Anita.
All right, ninth race, Hector Barrios riding, not on the turf, but still on the main. He's still a good jock there no matter what. And in the ninth race, you like number three, Mr. Disrespectful. Let's get a little respect for the disrespectful horse by watching him in the winner's circle, the three in the ninth race at Santa Anita. And by the way, tomorrow at Santa Anita, they'll have an early post time for Easter, the Easter card. The early post time at Santa Anita tomorrow will be at 12 high noon. Well, you got those four sheets that I was talking about. Tell them where to get them.
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. We'll talk tomorrow.
Good work. Good work there, Jonathan. Thanks a lot. We will. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And we are going to our next break. When we come back, Rich Engel will be with us, so don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives, kind of struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday, just 2 weeks from the Run for the Roses. And now we go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, you getting a little Derby fever there, buddy?
Can't wait, Ralph. Can't wait. Kentucky Derby fever. Good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
And I know I'm sure you have a thought or two about Gordon Jones.
Yes, Gordon Jones was a good friend of mine also, Ralph. I never had a chance to meet him in Southern California when he worked for the Herald Examiner. But when I moved to Vegas to take the job at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, I can remember going around to a lot of the race books in town to introduce myself, going over to Sam's Town, and there was a murderer's row of Gordon Jones, Patrick McGuigan, and Norm Kelly, people that you know very, very well. And they were so hospitable and friendly to me. And that friendship started there and continued for 20 plus years. And unfortunately, those three fellows, Ralph, they're all up in heaven.
Well, yeah, they're saving seats for us in the press box and the big big racetrack in the sky. And all I can say is, Gordon was instrumental in changing this game a lot for the players. That's for sure. And we'll have more, I think, to talk about a few memories of Gordon maybe on Wednesday's show. Today at Keeneland, there's 11 races and, of course, a couple of nice stakes races. Of course, we're waiting to see if the weather will help us out. Maybe the Mother Nature's a racing fan today and will keep the races on the turf. But nevertheless, there will be no racing tomorrow at Keeneland. They do not race on Easter Sunday, but they got a good 11-race card today. And I do believe you have a horse or two for us.
Yeah, I got a couple of plays, Ralph. We're going to have a Scirocco play. What else is new?
Okay.
On race night at Keeneland, the Elkhorn. I know the horse that Jonathan gave out was the 2 Grand Sonata. Mm-hmm. But the horse that was on my horses to watch list and I was waiting for to run back is the number 9, Mystic Cut. If people have a chance to watch the replay, this horse was getting going, Ralph, was making a winning move and got shut off very badly under Tyler Gaffalione. And I swear, Ralph, in the stretch run, he was unable to persevere with the horse and was still passing others, wow, even though he wasn't getting much encouragement. I've been waiting for this horse to run back. Number 9, Missed the Cut, square price, 6-1 in the Elkhorn.
Now, if, again, I ask you, as I did John, in case the horse comes off, the race comes off the turf, is this still a play on the main track?
Well, I'm just taking a look right now, Ralph. The horse has a little bit of main track experience. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what Sherry DeVoe's MO usually is situations like this. As far as myself, as a handicapper, I'd probably say no. I would rather just run the horse on the grass. But if Sherry DeVoe decides to stay in on the main track, maybe sometimes you just have faith in the trainer. So I'll leave that up to the individuals.
Okay, yes, that's right. If she's going to keep him on the main, maybe we will go along with her as the trainer. So in the 9th race, let's keep it on the turf and not have to guess it at all. In the 9th race, you come with the 9, Missed the Cut. And, of course, like I said, Jonathan has the 2 horse in the race. So we got a Scirocco play there, the 2-9-9-2 exacta box. You're with the 9. All right, let's get out to Santa Anita, day 2 of the Hollywood meet.
Race number 8, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. And I'm going to go with that man, Hector Berrios. Who else? Maestro on the grass and at Santa Anita. He rides the 10, Simplexity, for Dan Blacker. Mm-hmm. This horse is pretty good at coming down the hill. 10 posts, the outside posts are better down the hill. And it sets up a Hector Berrios daily double between me and Jonathan's horse in the 9th, the 3, Mr. Disrespectful. So we're going to be Hector Berrios fans today.
Okay.
Number 10, Simplexity, race 8.
Now you're talking about the rolling double from the 8th and the 9th race. Berrios, of course, riding the 2 selections on the show. In the 8th race, you like number 10, Simplexity. But I will tell you this. Since we might get a pick later on in one of the adjacent races, we're looking at maybe building a pick 3 or a pick 4. So we'll wait and see about that. But in any case, you like in the 8th race, the 10 Simplexity. Want to remind everybody, too, that you have a complete sheet of handicapping for both Santa Anita and Keeneland right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. And for those who maybe don't watch us during the week because of other commitments like working maybe, but instead just watch us on the weekend, I want you to give them, the schedule for the Kentucky Derby racing form.
Yeah, the Oaks and the Derby are going to be drawn on the Friday and the Saturday before the race. So we're going to print a Kentucky Derby advance on Monday night. It'll be available Tuesday here in Vegas, Laughlin, Reno, Tahoe, and probably nationwide, but it will be available Tuesday morning, the full 14 races of the Kentucky Derby card, so you can pick it up and start handicapping first thing Tuesday.
All right, good enough, Richie. Thanks a lot, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Well, you know how we wrap up our shows most of the days, and we're going to do it again today. John and Jerry are standing by. John Lendo is next. Don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go out to Mr. John Lendo. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. I know that the word came late yesterday to all of us here that Gordon Jones had passed away at the age of 95, and I know he was so instrumental and really groundbreaking in Southern California racing for decades.
I tell you what, he and Jerry Antonucci were a big part of the LA Herald Examiner, which will always be the best horse racing newspaper I've ever seen and ever will see on a daily basis. It was a tutorial every day in learning how to handicap when I was younger, and got a chance to do a couple of seminars with both Jerry at Santa Anita and Gordon Jones in Las Vegas, and just terrific guys, and really, really enjoyed them. I'm going to miss Gordon. He changed the game as far as getting information to the public. All the things that are so accessible now, you had to go dig and find yourself.
Yeah, it was a time in racing where it started to really blossom in providing information for people, that's for sure. Hey, you got two sheets today. You got Keeneland and Santa Anita. Any thoughts about yesterday at Santa Anita outside of a couple of races? A lot of favorites.
Yeah, Juan Hernandez won four races. It's going to be that way, I think, for this spring meet. And I think only two favorites won, so that's the biggest upset of the day.
Really?
2-for-9, so a little different story there, but a nice maiden win by Flyover in the debut last race for John Sadler. I think that's a horse that's going to go someplace.
Yeah, me too. And they were still short prices, but like you said, they weren't the dead favorites, I guess, so that helps out. Keeneland has a big day of racing today, 11 races and a couple of nice stakes races there. And, of course, you have a sheet for Keeneland, John, the John Lendo's Lendo Report, complete Lendo reports for both Keeneland and Santa Anita today that features the picks in every race, suggested late pick four, and all the goodie information. And we got a winner yesterday, a nice winner yesterday at Keeneland, although the race was decimated by late scratches, that was still a solid winner yesterday at Keeneland. And a $7 mutual was not bad in that short horse field.
It was the third choice out of four horses, so we'll take it.
All right, pick today.
Let's go first of all to Keeneland. We'll do a Santa Anita as well. Keeneland, seventh race today. Number three, Cloudwalker, got a prep race in on the Tapeta at Turfway Park. She is much, much better on the grass sprinting at Keeneland. That's what she gets today. The changes are out. They're still on the grass. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. Look for a much improved race today. 6-1 on the program. Number three, Cloudwalker, race number seven at Keeneland.
All right, seventh race today, number three, Cloudwalker. The three, Cloudwalker in the seventh at Keeneland, John Lindo's play. And now we'll get to Santa Anita.
Tenth and final at Santa Anita. Number nine, Robin with a Y, had a brutal trip chasing a really fast pace, ran into all kinds of traffic last time, did not run a bad race. A lot softer pace scenario today, an outside post. I think this is a field that can control the race from the outside. 6-1 on the program is an overlay, so we'll take number nine, Robin with a Y, race number 10 at Santa Anita.
10th race at Santa Anita, the final race of the day, number nine, Robin with a Y, number nine in the 10th. And like I said, folks, before the break, I thought that was going to come with a nice pick three for us. Our handicappers give us the late pick three, the eighth race. Rich Eng likes the 10. Jonathan Hardoon in the ninth race likes the 3. And you, John Lindo, likes the 9 in the 10th race. And, of course, the 7th race, which is the featured Santa Maria. Since it's only a 6-horse field in there, you can buy that race. And for $3, the late pick, 50-cent pick 4, with our handicappers singled in the 8th, 9th, and 10th, cost you $3. So we'll wait and see about that. All right, John, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph.
When people are talking about Easter egg hunts and they're talking about the price of eggs, I understand that Santa Anita is going to hide 30,000 eggs in the infield tomorrow for Easter. Is that right?
Yeah, but I think they're plastic eggs. I don't think they're the real ones.
Oh, okay.
That would drive the price up a little bit.
You think? All right. Plastic eggs. What can I tell you, folks? Plastic eggs. There better be some cash or something in them, though. Thanks a lot, John.
I think there's some goodies in there for the kids, yes.
Good. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good luck.
Jerry Jakowicz is back with us today. And, Jerry, I would assume that you're still in your New York location?
Yeah, as you can see, I am in New York, and this is my New York office.
All right. I want to remind everybody out there, ladies and gentlemen, that Jerry is not in the illegal bookmaking business. That's just the phone ringing for somebody else. So
we want. Yeah, I'm terribly sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. It's that's just fine. All right, Jerry, you're back with your Power Pages for Aqueduct and Santa Anita. So we'll get started. We'll go to Aqueduct.
All right. I got to say something, first of all.
Yeah.
We took a little couple-day trip down to Philadelphia. We went to the Magic Gardens, you can see. What a fantastic city. All the years I've had hate on Philadelphia because I'm a New York Giant fan. Great city.
Well,
great
food. It certainly is. When I called races a Garden State in another lifetime a long time ago, and I lived in Voorhees, New Jersey, which was a suburb of Cherry Hill. And we used to go over the bridge to Philadelphia and had a lot of great times in Philly. It's a great town.
Yeah, beautiful city. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's see if we can get some winners for you guys today. Let's go over to Aqueduct. Let's go to the 7th race. Number 2, Redoubty from the Christoph Clement Barn. Looks pretty much like Death and Taxes, except for the fact that Redoubty doesn't really love to win, apparently. So we're going to see if Carmouche can get this filly to finish a big race. She should be able to handle these. The only one I'm really worried about is the first-time starter. I'm going to play the 2 over the 137, reverse 137 back over the 2. And then I'm going to press up 1221.
And that is in the 7th race, the 2. And, you're going to just one connector, the one horse?
No, I'm going to have the 2 over the 1, 3, and 7.
Oh, I see. And then
reverse
and then you're
1, 3, and 7 over the 2, and then press up 1, 2, 2, 1.
All right. I was busy trying to look for any scratches, and there are late scratches, but none of them are in the 7th race. So we're cool there. In the 7th race,
okay,
you like the 2 over the 1, 3, 7, and reverse. The 2 is the key at Aqueduct. And with Jerry, with you coming in the 7th race and Jonathan giving us a horse in the 6th race, we've got a rolling double going in the 6th race to bet the 8-2. You like the 2 in the 7th. What about Santa Anita?
Yeah, let's go to race number 8.
Okay.
Number 1, Tiggerhorn, Rispoli up.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems to be, he's gotten a little older, and he seems to constantly be improving from year to year and race to race. Last time home, he came home in well under 12 seconds. It's a good sign for a sprinter. Stretches out to 6.5 down the hill, sort of a stretch out.
Mm-hmm.
Just really likable, has the rail, has Rispoli.
Okay.
Let's even get the job done at 3-1. I like the 1 mm-hmm. over the 2, 4, 7, and 10. Obviously, reverse 2, 4, 7, and 10 back over the 1. But the 1, Tiggerhorn, race number 8.
All right. That's the 8th race at Santa Anita. In the 8th race, you like the 1. Your link-ups are 2, 4, 7, and 10 and reverse. Rich Eng came earlier with the 10, so I got another Sirocco play at Santa Anita. Santa Anita's the Sirocco play exacta box is the 1, 10, 10, 1. But you are on the 1 over the 2, 4, 7, and 10. Full power pages for Sandine and Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Say it, Jerry!
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.